good. Listen, I better get down to this now. I talked to you for a while. I can get here for 2 hours. Were your parents born in Lawrenceville, in Virginia?
Yes, both my parents. My father was an Episcopal minister in Virginia.
And as far back as you know, your relatives are from Virginia.
Virginia.
You're Virginian then,
yeah.
Solid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, just start out. I'd just like you to count from start. Just start counting slowly.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
And the number after 19?
20.
The number after 26?
27.
Number after 29?
30.
Number after 43?
44.
Number after 69?
70.
Number after 99?
100.
Number after 999?
1,000.
10 men walk in here in order, in a line, and as they walk in, you point and you say, that's the
first man.
And then?
Second man, third man, fourth man, fifth man, sixth man, seventh man, eighth man, ninth man, tenth man.
Right. You might say something happened suddenly, or you might say it happened
all at once.
Yes, and something is two times as good, you say that's
twice as good.
Right. And the months of the year?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
And the days of the week?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And that's okay. Where does it begin? Who knows? How would you greet a person early in the day? 10 a.m.
Good morning.
Fine. And if today is Tuesday, Monday was
yesterday,
and Wednesday will be
tomorrow.
And another way of saying 3:30 is
half past three.
Right. And 1963 was last year. 1964 is
this year.
Okay, and Santa Claus comes down the
chimney.
And name the just the rooms of the house. It doesn't have to be your house, any house. Just the
living room, dining room, bathroom, kitchen. Let's see, what else have we got? I got such small apartments.
Yeah,
but
sure. Well, that's those
bedroom.
Are
bedroom.
Yeah, those are the ones I needed. Now when Santa Claus came down the chimney, was covered all over with
snow.
Or
soot.
Yeah, and what do you clean out of the fireplace?
Let's see, ashes.
Right, and you're sitting in a
chair.
And all the tables and chairs in a room are called the
furniture.
Mm-hmm. And you look out the
window.
And on Monday, traditionally people do their
setting up exercises.
No, yeah, well maybe nowadays, yeah. But you know, a housewife will do her.
Her housework, washing.
Yes, and then she might do her
ironing.
And another name for washing and ironing is.
Let's see.
You send it out.
Let's see how.
The what man? You send your shirts out.
Oh,
to the
wet wash maybe.
Oh, yeah,
or the laundry.
Right. That's one. And then you might sit out on your front
porch.
And you might say to someone, close the door, or you might say,
they shut the door.
Okay, and today I drive in a nail, yesterday I
drove it in.
Yes, and the top of the house is the outer
roof.
And I say, did you ever hear that before? You say, oh yes,
I heard it before.
I have
heard it before.
Yes. I say, did you do your shopping yet? You say, no,
I'm going to do it.
Yes, but I done.
I haven't done it yet.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I say, do you smoke? You say, no, I don't, but he.
But he does.
Yes. And the place where milk and cream are bottled.
That's dairy.
Yeah. And good dishes are sometimes called.
China.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And after a meal, a woman clears the table. She says, now I must
wash the dishes.
Yeah. And she takes the dish that's all covered with soap and holds it under the water. She
rinses it.
Yeah. And the water comes out of the
hydrant or faucet.
Right. Do you make a distinction between the two in any way?
I generally say faucet, I think.
Mm-hmm.
More so than
yeah. But